Now this next number we're gonna do, we're gonna hit another breakdown for you now. This was another, this is one called Black Annie. And this is one that, another one we learned from Joe Thompson. This one goes way back.
Joe got his first fiddle. He only had two strings on the fiddle. The fiddle only came with two strings. It didn't come with all four. So a story he likes to tell is that what he did is, because he knew he wasn't going to get any strings, his daddy wasn't going to buy him any strings, so he did what he'd seen his cousins do, and that's to go to the screen door, pull out two wires from the screen door, and put it on the fiddle. And he said that they worked it, and they worked it, and they worked it until the strings sounded good, you know? And I just, you know, people just had, they were resourceful, you know what I'm saying?
And a lot of people ask us what we learned from Joe Thompson. Those are the sort of things there. Besides playing the songs, there were a lot of anecdotes and a lot of stories that he told about growing up way back, and, you know, just kind of trying to describe some of that experience to us. So, you know, a lot of people ask about that, but that's something that was that's been very important about our time that we've gotten to spend with Joe. And we've all been very fortunate on that. If you get a chance to go down to Mebane, you know, call him up. He's in the phone book. Mebane, North Carolina. All right, hit him hard, Black Annie.
Now, tell you what, Well, I'm sweating up here. I'm sitting on my towel. How y'all doing out there?
Now, ladies and gentlemen, this next number we're going to play for you is a good old good one. One of our most requested numbers, you know. One that goes way back. There's a one called...
Hold on.
Cornbread.
I was waiting to see if they're ready.
I'm sorry. I messed up your intro.
The tune is called Cornbread and Butter Beans. Now, this is one we learned from a group called the Rolling Mountain Hilltoppers out of Rolling Mountain, Tennessee. And they learned it off a recording that was made in Mount Airy, North Carolina by the Carolina Sunshine Trio.